This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Durham school board members voted unanimously yesterday to join a lawsuit that challenges the state's elimination of teacher tenure. The state law replaces tenure with a competitive system that rewards only the top 25% of teachers. Meanwhile, more than a dozen local school boards have also passed resolutions opposing the 25% mandate. Wake County Schools is the state's largest and latest to do so. WNC education reporter Dave DeWitt joins us to talk about all this action across the state. Dave, welcome.
Hi, Frank.
We should really go back and talk about the mandate, the new law that some of these local boards are pushing back against.
Right. It was something that replaced tenure when tenure for teachers was eliminated. And we should probably explain that first, because public school teachers' tenure is not like academic tenure as we think about it. It's called career status. And it essentially allowed teachers, once they got beyond a probationary period early in their teaching careers, to have due process if somebody wanted to fire them. So it's not a job for life. It was simply a due process hearing about why they were getting fired. So that is being eliminated and replaced with this 25% mandate or 25% legislation, which requires school districts to identify the top 25% of teachers. And that's in quotation marks, because nobody really knows what that means or how to do it. And give those teachers, if they will say that they will voluntarily give up their career status, because it all ends in 2018, but if they voluntarily give it up now, then they can be counted as possibly being one of the top 25%. And if they get that, then they'll get a $500 raise each year and a four-year contract.
So they still have to get, they can opt out, but they might not be in the 25%. So it's
That's
kind
right.
of a gamble if you're a teacher,
it
right?
It is, yes.
And so the state is looking to eliminate this system. And of course, the criticism has been that you're introducing a competitive environment to what is a collaborative kind of institution and framework.
That's right. Teachers collaborate now more than ever. Anybody who has a middle school student knows that teachers are collaborating within grades. They're collaborating across academic environments. And so many teachers believe that if they have some ideas and thoughts, or if they are trying some things in their classroom that really seem to be working with their students, then if part of the evaluation process is that their students will score better and do better on tests, then what is the incentive for them to share that with other teachers? Because then their students will do better, and then their chances for being one of these top 25% will be limited. So you hear a lot from teachers that this will be a competitive environment now, not a collaborative one, and that students will suffer because of it.
And you've done a lot of research and been reporting on education matters for a while. It is my understanding that collaboration is among the best practices for classroom education.
I think anybody who's been in education for any amount of time will say that on any side of any political aisle. They'll say that collaboration works better for students. When teachers are concerned about student achievement as a group and working on, because students now go to different classes, but they also, even when they're in the third grade, there will be a lot of different teachers who will have something to do with how that student does, not just the homeroom teacher. So it's important to collaborate for teachers. And not only that, but it is just a collaborative environment now. It's much more so than it used to be. You just don't see teachers who shut their door and say, okay, this is my class from 8:30 to 3:30 today, and then I'll go home. It just doesn't work that way anymore.
So the legislature has gone with this competitive system anyway, and now some school boards are starting to push back. Why?
Well, school boards are starting to push back because right now they're starting to understand exactly what's being asked of them. Back in October and November, we didn't see a whole lot of school board pushback because they really weren't sure what this was. And many school boards wanted to work with their local legislators to see, okay, what does this mean? Is there some way we can postpone this? Is there some way we can get a better understanding of what it is you're looking for? Legislators who pass this, meanwhile, will say, we wanted local school boards to have the control. We wanted them to make the decisions about how to implement this. We didn't want to come down from on high here in Raleigh and tell them how to do these things. Well, now school boards, and it's important to note, it's not just sort of the school boards in the more metropolitan areas like Wake and Guilford, which are doing this, but Carteret County is deciding this. New Hanover County was the first school district to pass a resolution against this. So we're seeing it sort of across the state. We expect more school boards to do this. And what's also interesting is there are some school boards who aren't. Charlotte Mecklenburg, for example, this week decided they weren't going to pass a resolution. They were going to try to work more closely with the legislators, although they are also pretty much against it.
Now let's talk about this, because school boards are taking two different approaches. Some are passing resolutions like Wake County. Others like Durham and Guilford are joining lawsuits. So let's start with Durham and Guilford County's lawsuit. What does that mean, and what kind of an approach is that?
Right. Guilford County took a major step recently when they not only decided to pass a resolution, but then to file a lawsuit. They haven't filed a lawsuit yet, but their plan is to file a lawsuit against the state for the about this 25%. There's a separate lawsuit filed by the North Carolina Association of Educators. Guilford and Durham have both voted to add affidavits to that lawsuit as well. Durham then decided to pass their resolution and join the lawsuit that Guilford County will be filing here really soon. Wake County didn't do that. They said they want to have some meetings with Governor McCrory. As the largest school district in the state, they have to be a little more careful. There are a lot of legislators in Raleigh, obviously, who are from there, but also come there every session. So they've got to be a little more careful, maybe a little more political, but they seem pretty resolute against this.
So what's the political fallout? First of all, have we seen the last of this, or are more school boards lining up to protest?
More school boards are lining up. If they pass resolutions or not, they're certainly making their feelings known publicly and, most importantly, with their elected officials. But also we're seeing even people who maybe were for this a year ago when it passed, or 8 months ago, are starting to waver a little bit. Maybe there's some movement afoot to delay this for a year, to give those local school districts a chance to develop some sort of system for identifying this top 25%.
The governor himself seems to be taking a step back. In fact, I think he's quoted, and he is quoted as saying, "I think this is an example of passing a policy without clearly understanding the execution," unquote.
Yeah, and it's important to note that it isn't a unified Republican Party making all these moves. Even though they have the governor's mansion and they have both houses of the legislature, there are many different opinions among different Republicans about what they should do. Now, what you are seeing is some unification on a merit-based pay system. The idea that teachers will be on this pay schedule and it'll just be there forever and it'll only be based on how many years a teacher has in is probably going by the wayside. There will be some sort of merit pay system implemented. Teachers don't like the top 25%. You're seeing some Republicans, moderate Republicans, who agree that maybe there's something better. There's going to be a lot of different legislation coming down the pike and a lot of different ways they're going to try to pay teachers more. And it'll be a lot more fights over when those things come down.
All right, Dave, we will stay tuned. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
WUNC education reporter Dave DeWitt.